This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. March corn held the 470 support level overnight and is doing so far today. From a technical point of view, corn futures may be considered oversold and due for a bounce to the upside. In November, Brazil overtook the U.S. as the top corn supplier to China. For that month, Brazil's exports to China totaled 3.22 million metric tons of corn. China imported a total of 3.59 million metric tons that month. China's total corn imports this year are at 22.18 million metric tons, with 40% of that having come from Brazil and 29% from the U.S. Crude oil higher again this morning due to continued drone strikes on Red Sea shipping lanes. The rally in oil may offer some underlying support to the grain markets. Soybean futures relatively close to unchanged this morning, and traders may be awaiting more news as far as the Brazilian weather forecast. The next 10 days or so show a wetter pattern, but the key will be how much of that materializes. The spread between January and March soybeans continues to narrow, likely due to the recent sales to China and unknown destinations, along with the fact that commercials are short in the nearby market. Chinese imports of Brazilian soybeans are up 108% in November at 5.29 million metric tons, compared to November of last year. China's total November soybean imports this year were 7.92 million metric tons. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn down 2.5 at 470 and a quarter. January soybeans up 2.5 at 1315 even. January soybean meal down $3.80 at $399.40. January soybean oil down 12 cents at $50.61. On the Merc, February live cattle up 35 cents at $169.12. January feeder cattle up 40 cents at $222.30. February lean hogs down 40 cents at $70.15. February pork cutout unchanged at $81.72. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at $15.68. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.